Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Niamh Alger has been a bold girl in a family drama. She's been a soldier on a planet imagined by Ridley Scott. She's been married to a drug lord and she's been a 17th century lesbian. But all the way through, she's been a star from Mullingar. What is it about that place to keep producing them? And now she's an Irish action hero in a brand new thriller which has stunts and absolutely beautiful backdrops. It is everything. It's The Iris Affair and Niamh Alger is in studio. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
How are you? You're London based, are you these days? So
I've been there for the last 8 years now.
Is this a chance to get back? Will you meet friends, relatives and things like that this week?
It's a very quick trip because we'd get back and we've been flying all over the place. We were in Italy, we were in London, Germany, now we're in Dublin, and then we'll go back to do more press in London.
It's just work.
It's a hell of a lot of fun.
Well, we've been enjoying watching you the last couple of years. I've actually seen your first movie, the horror movie that was made here in Ireland. We'll talk about it if we have time. But let's talk about your latest work. The Iris Affair begins very explosively.
It sure does, yes. It's eight episodes of explosions. It's Sky's original eight-part chase thriller. Mm-hmm. We set it in Italy and it stars myself and Tom Hollander.
He's the villain.
Is he the villain?
Is he? Yes.
I think it's not as straightforward as that. It's immensely complex and interesting, and that's what makes this show, I think, quite intriguing.
So I've only seen one episode, you see. So he was gearing up to be the villain. I must say, there's a very 007 shade to the opening titles. So it's very clear we're in a world of sunny places, villains and spies, that sort of thing.
Spies, not so much. I think just intelligent. Yeah, she's not a spy. She's a puzzle addict with the ability to be able to solve immensely difficult codes. And she's hired by Cameron, who's this charismatic businessman who has this quantum computer that no one has been able to turn on. And he hires her to do it. And in kind of researching what this computer could be capable of unleashing on the world, she decides to steal this diary, which contains a series of complex codes, and goes on the run.
And the computer presumably has this amazing tech name like Mega Mastermind or Algorithm Galore.
No, it's Charlie Big Potatoes. Yeah, he's a character in himself. This quantum computer is a character in itself within the show.
She's named after Spuds. I mean, how do you feel as an Irish person?
I'm quite proud.
I'm
quite proud, yeah.
Supercomputer named after Spuds at last.
Yeah, finally.
What I love is that Iris, as he says, she's a mystery figure. We know very little about her, but we do know that she's Irish. It's your accent.
It is my accent. Yeah, Neil Cross, who's responsible for his brilliant series Luther, starring Idris Elba. So we met and... Yeah, and when I read for the role, I read it in my own accent because it was never, the character was set anywhere particular.
I get you.
So, yeah, I'd always been, you know, slagged off for having a bogger accent. So I think this is me finally being
Who would have done that? You have a very refined accent.
Very refined. Well, when I moved to Dublin, I was kept being called a culchie. So now, now who's laughing?
Just the dubs. but I love, and she's a genius. We don't have many geniuses. Irish characters, do we, on television?
Yeah, I suppose you don't have here, to quote Hardy books, you know, fighting, smoking, drinking, you know, kind of generic Irish tropes that comes along with playing an Irish character. You know, she's this enigmatic genius. And I don't know, yeah, it's good to have that. I don't know, I think it's good to hear more Irish accents on screen and to normalise them.
I hope you're quoting the Hardy books to people like Tom Hollander when you're on set.
I don't actually know.
That would be the real achievement.
Educate him on the Hardy books.
Next time, perhaps. By the way, using your own accent is phenomenal because Charlene Neeson didn't even get to do that until 20 years into his career. So that is progress. What we do know about this mysterious character, you're a badass. Iris is a badass. And you have amazing moments in the show. There's a lot of action.
A huge amount of action, yeah. You know, pushing cars off cliffs, driving Ferraris very fast through the mountains in Italy. There's a lot of vehicles. Neil Cross had a rule that the character could never drive in a vehicle that had a roof. So, but then he kind of broke it because I'm in an Ape, which is almost like a contained container for three wheels. But yeah, she's kind of a badass by default. She doesn't. It's almost like an like a hero origin story that progresses. She's kind of forced into these very difficult and intense situations.
I'm just thinking that because I've watched the scene where you push a car off a cliff. That's a real stunt. You're in that scene.
I am. I'm pushing that car off that cliff. We had three cars that we could blow up. They removed obviously the engine because it's all this one take.
Go away.
And Neil, what's brilliant about Iris is that she's always 10 steps ahead. So, you know, it's not like. The brilliant about Iris is that this character would usually be played by a man. Mm-hmm. You know, she's got this kind of 10-mile stare. Her emotions aren't always played on the outside. She doesn't react to killing people like we would. She doesn't burst into tears. But she's so smart that she's always kind of thinking 10 steps ahead in order to not get caught. And Neil had this idea for the shot where it starts with me dragging this poor man that she's had to take down out from the passenger seat into the driver's seat and lighting a fire and then pushing the car to a point where the fire will catch the petrol that's being poured
it's
over
great.
The car.
Yeah, love
and
it.
Then it continues on. And that was one take. And he said, you know, she knows in her mind how this is going to play out. So don't react to the explosion.
Right.
But if
so you
look,
to say stop still. So the big blaze of fire.
Yes, but
also
I do react as Niamh, because you're not, it's not something you see every day. So there's a slight jump, and I did it every take.
Oh, wow. That was an incredible scene.
Thank you.
I'm now looking at it as a kind of a feminism moment, because she's pushing a roofed hatchback off the cliff. Whereas,
yes.
No, you want to be in a car with no roof.
I wanted to be.
It's a Ferrari. Do you get to drive a Ferrari?
I did, yeah.
Did you?
I did. I had Ferrari training lessons.
Stunt driving in a Ferrari.
Yeah. Yeah. They had a drone. So we were filming up in the Julian Alps, which is just outside of Rome. It's about 3 hours outside of Rome. And, you know, they cleared the road for about 4 or 5 miles, and they had a drone follow me and kind of fly around and be able to like start, you know, close up and then be able to pull back into a wide. And they were like, you know, just keep it under 100. And I was like, absolutely, I hear you. But when you're in that car, you don't realise how fast you're going. And then I got to the end and I was like, you know, that went really well. That was great. I think, you know, we have it, guys. One take. And then finally the drone caught up. And so eventually they were like, you need your about in 120.
Too fast.
Yeah.
This is the dream, though. You're living the dream.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it is. It's I'm very, very lucky and very, very grateful for it. Yeah.
You mentioned this is a character who does things that usually we see men doing. Is that on your mind a lot, that it's a female-led thriller?
I think it's always on my mind, because I know, like, women to me are multi-talented in every day. So I think when you finally read something you can relate to, that's refreshing, because it's what you want to be able to depict people that you know, or obviously I don't know anyone like Iris, but it's refreshing to not always have to burst into tears, or, you know,
yes.
Be cut to the woman, because that's how we should be feeling in a scene. Whereas the men can talk and kind of reserve their emotions or be a little bit more mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for Iris, she's holding a huge amount of secrets. So it's not like she's going to be playing her hand.
There's emotional depth coming.
There is. And that's what's interesting about her.
Because of female literature, we shouldn't mention then what a woman is wearing often. But your character, she changes her looks very many times. It reminds me of Killing Eve quite a bit.
Yeah. Well,
even at the start of this first episode, I mean, you're multiple characters.
Yeah, well, she has to. So she's, you know, she's gone into hiding. You know, the narrative is kind of split between the past and the present. You know, the past being when she meets Cameron, who's played by Tom Hollander. And then the present is when she's kind of moved to Sardinia and living her best hermit life. And, you know, we shot it in Italy. They're famous for their incredible tailoring. So she does have a sequence of brilliant outfits.
Amazing outfits. There's a particular photo they sent to Sky in the press pack. You in a pinstripe suit and your hair is slicked back. I thought immediately Sharon Stone.
Cool. Yeah. There is elements that we stole from Annie Hall, to, you know, the late Diane Keaton. But there was that kind of Annie Hall tie-in suit and oversized pants.
She was big into those blazers, wasn't she?
Big into blazers, yeah.
A moment, by the way, for the scenery, because it's stunning. How long were you in Italy making this?
About 8 months. So went over for a month of stunt rehearsals, and then, it was about a 6.5-7 month shoot.
Sardinia, it's absolutely extraordinary. It's part of the attraction of the show, I think. You're kind of...
Yeah, well, I think anyone watching it is going to be ticking off kind of holiday destination ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the majority of it was shot in Rome and we used Cinecittà Studios, which is the Fellini's famous studios in Rome.
Wow.
For any of the kind of interiors. But most of it was shot in location. We shot through the summer, so being Irish, I was not ready for the heat. Yeah.
Even when Florence shows up, I shouted at the screen, Florence!
Yeah, we shot in the square in Florence for a week. That was stunning. And like also, Neil Cross said it in Italy, like you're looking at a technology that we're looking at now is this advancement in human progression. But also we have like ancient technologies in the background. So you have like the aqueducts. So that in comparison, it's kind of purposely
very
placed.
Clever.
Yeah.
But you were boiled out of it too, weren't thinking about any of these things.
I was just dying for water, yeah.
Dying for water. By the way, are you a maths genius like the character? Do you relate?
I count on my hands like fingers. I'm not.
That's what we all do.
But I do love puzzles.
Ah.
I'm a puzzle enthusiast, yes.
You should have been Neve Algorithm in school.
Neve Algorithm,
that would have been your nickname.
The new one.
That would have been you. Of course, you've travelled before because Raised by Wolves, which has devoted and slightly obsessed fans, doesn't it? That was shot in South Africa, was it?
Cape Town, yeah.
And you were there for all of that, I presume?
Yeah, for two seasons.
This is the Ridley Scott series. This show was a huge hit and it was on HBO Max. And just to show how hard this industry is, it only gets cancelled because of a complicated corporate merger involving Warner Brothers and all of that.
Well, no. Well, to give spoilers away, if you haven't seen it, I wouldn't make it into the next season. So, but I
don't
also,
care what happens to it.
I didn't care. No, but I was also only meant to be in the first episode, and then Ridley saw. Yeah, he saw the rushes within the first week of me filming, and said, "Don't kill her off."
He's supposed to be a very grumpy man to work with.
He's not. He's lovely. He's.
Do you have to say that? Actors always say lovely things about.
No,
directors.
I'm very honest.
I believe you.
Yeah, he's immensely talented. He's one of the cinematic greats. And he runs a tight ship and he knows exactly what he wants. And he makes you feel very safe because he knows what he needs.
I tell you, he knows how to spot talent. That's for sure. It's been incredible to watch you expanding as an actor. Because as I said, I have seen From the Dark, which is our made. When was that made?
Oh my gosh, that's... mostly 13 years ago, is it?
See, that's not long for those of us. Of
yeah, the bog. Yeah, we were in the bog.
Vampire in the Bog. This is a proper Irish horror movie. It's still on Netflix.
That set me up now for all the stunts I'm doing. Yeah,
did it really? No choice on a low
budget.
No choice.
We didn't have a stunt double.
And then, of course, the standout is The Virtues, where you play a very troubled character. I mean, what a drama series that was.
Yeah, that was a huge kind of shift within. I just moved to London and I'd met with Shane Meadows, whose work I was a huge fan of, you know, obsessed with. I think any actor is, and also the way in which he works is chronological, and you don't get that opportunity in when you make something because you're shooting completely out of sequence.
I see, yeah.
Yeah.
And Stephen Graham, of course, is the lead in that.
Yes, Joe.
And he's finding his long lost family in Ireland, and that's where you come in, and this great vaping scene.
Yeah, she comes in with a bang. She literally knocks a guy out in the driveway over her sister-in-law's house.
Is that the thing that opens many doors for you, The Virtues?
You know what? We shot that and it took a while. They were in the, you know, there was about 18 months from when I shot it to when it came out. But between then, I'd done about four or five projects. But I think it's the one that I get recognized the most out of, and
really?
Shane's work, I think, within the industry is hugely respected.
Totally, it is. It's an amazing show. It's only four episodes, I think. Getting from the Lakes of Westmeath to London, acting, was it always in the family? Mum and Dad, were they Amdram people?
No, I was always acting out, so maybe it was always in me.
Why would you have been acting out now?
I'm joking. No, we have a brilliant art centre in Mullingar, the Mullingar Art Centre,
yeah.
And it's a pillar within the community in Mullingar, and that for me was probably my way in of being obsessed with playing different characters and putting on performances, and yeah, I just enjoyed it immensely.
And a work ethic, because your dad's mechanic.
Well, he's an automotive assessor. I think everyone said he's a mechanic, and I'm going to get given out.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well, it's good to correct the record
yes.
now here on Radio
now
1.
Now on the record, yeah.
He's an auto... What is it, an auto...
Automotive assessor. So if you've got accidents with car, yeah, you'd work with insurance.
It's far more complicated than just... Yeah.
Mechanic. Look, saying he's a mechanic. No, don't
that. Was obviously shortened to something.
My mum's a nurse and an incredible... Well, she was an incredible nurse, yeah.
She's an amazing artist, I believe.
Yes, yeah. And that probably was... you know, having her around and always painting and having creatives in our house was probably hugely influential.
Be.
Yeah.
As you know, you're surrounded by actors.
Surrounded by, can't get away from them.
What are you planning next? Is there a path that you are planning to pursue in this industry? Because it can be an industry that constrains a talent, and you've done a range of different things now.
I think with this industry, it's a brilliantly exciting roller coaster, and you just don't know what's going to happen next. And I would love to do more roles like The Iris Affair. It's there's work that I've done since then I'd love to be able to talk about, but can't. So
you're NDA'd up to the hilt.
Absolutely.
Can't talk about anything. We do know that you finished shooting Rabbit Hayes, which is an adaptation of the Last Days of Rabbit Hayes.
Yes.
Which was a lovely book.
Stunning book by Anna McPartland. Yeah, we shot it in Ireland, and I'm not going to give too much away about it. I'm not going to talk about it too much, just because I'm sure that when that time comes, we can talk about it.
You'll have to chat about who you're hanging out with, Colm Meaney and Sinead Kears. But it was nice to be home, I presume, for work, because you're away so often around the world.
Yeah, it's always great to come back to Ireland and film. The crews here are extraordinary, I would love to work more in Ireland. For sure.
The Sky series, I think that is going to change things again for you, because it's another layer. You're going to be this badass action flick hero in various places. And as I say, it has been wonderful to see the changes and the evolution of what you've been up to.
Thank you. It's
a wild TV thriller. The Iris Affair is out on Sky, and it's streaming on Now TV right now, the first of 8 episodes. Niamh Alger, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
From the North Tech Studio, followed by your message to 80889.